a helping hand. Without you, I just cannot stand. But I know there's a reason, and it's only a season I must go through, so I can come up.
Well, praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you on today. This is your Word of Hope for today, and I'm praying that the Lord is blessing you. We are really having some great word. The Spirit of the Lord is moving at our church, and we thank God for those of you that are members of our congregation that are being blessed and letting us know how the Lord is blessing you and powerful. The presence of the Lord is in our sacred sanctuary, and we thank God for those that are also a part of our outreach ministry through our radio stations, as well as our YouTube, our Facebook, and our website here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road. I'll tell you, if you're in town or out of town, it's worth the drive. Doesn't matter where you live, it will be worth the drive to come and be a part of a live service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. An in-person experience in the house of the Lord on Sundays at 11 a.m. at First Pentecostal Family Worship Center. I know that wonderful things are happening wherever you are attending, but I just want you to know that the doors are open at our church at 4720 Beckley Road at 11 a.m. for those that do not have a church home or want to visit. Just be a part of it. When you leave, you'll just leave. We won't track you down. We won't follow you. We just want you to be a part of that great experience. On this past Sunday, we were preaching. We were talking about misguided vicissitudes and things that you think are happening to you, and they're not really happening to you. They're happening to you in your mind because you don't realize what it is actually that is happening. But there are many people in the Bible, many biblical individuals from Genesis to Revelation who thought or assumed that they were going through something until God showed them that they were actually coming out of something, because going through something, while you're going through it, it can damage you so bad that when you're actually coming out, you don't realize that you're coming out because you're still reverberating from those experiences that you had while you were going through. But God will give you a revelation and let you know that you have been circling that mountain. You have been in that valley long enough. You have been in that place of bondage long enough. There are many biblical individuals who misdiagnosed their vicissitude experiences, and they thought that they were going through, but God was bringing them out. And sometimes what looks like a trial is often the tail end of a transition. I said what looks like a trial, looks like you're stuck in a trial. It seems like the wind is blowing, like it's not going to let go. But that is letting you know that sometimes a trial that you have been going through, and you have gone through that trial, it's often the tail end of the beginning of a transition. The worst is behind you. Sometimes people misdiagnose the vicissitude or the trouble or the things that's happening in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your will, and even in your body. Sometimes people misdiagnose the vicissitude because God hides deliverance inside of discomfort. That God often hides your deliverance inside comfort. I'm going to give you some examples on today. I want you to hear what I'm saying and listen to the word of the Lord on today. When I start even in the book of Genesis, I look at Adam. Though Adam was going through shame, Adam actually realized that he was coming out with a covering and a promise. Yes, we have all gone through something. I said we have all gone through something. Many of us, or most of us, are going through something even as I speak. But what I want you to know, that God will take you through and he will bring you out. I said he will take you through. He'll take you in and then he'll take you through it, and then he'll bring you out on the other side, and he'll give you a promise while you're going through what you're going through. And that's what I'm here today to share with you. I promise you, whatever it is that you're going through, no matter what the end may be, God is going to turn that thing around in your favor. You may not see it. You may not feel it. You may not understand it, but God is turning it around for good. And when it's for good, God will take it and make it for your good. But we don't just pray that God will make it for our good. We want to do what the Bible says. He will turn it around for good. And once we understand that the good is there, and God will give us out of that good that comes out of that. Eve actually thought she was going through judgment, but Eve realized that she was coming out with a prophetic seed. Noah actually thought that he was going through a global flood, which he was, but then he realized that he was coming out into a covenant. Yes, you can be going through a flood now, but God can bring you out like he did Noah. And when you come out on the other side, you'll see a rainbow. God will have a brand new covenant for you. Abraham, he thought he was going through the test of Isaac until he realized he was coming out with Jehovah Jireh as a revelation. God will provide. He will always provide. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Isaac was there. Abraham was standing over Isaac, and he thought that he was supposed to take the life of Isaac. But Jehovah Jireh showed up and gave Abraham the revelation when he heard the ram caught in the thicket make that noise. And a voice spoke out and told him, Abraham, stay your hand. Listen, that was some scene up there on that mountain. Even Sarah, Abraham's wife, she thought she was going through barrenness until she realized she was coming out with laughter. Hagar thought she was going through abandonment, but she realized that she was coming out with the God who sees. That's what the Bible says. Isaac, he actually thought he was going through famine, and then he realized he was coming out with a hundredfold blessing. Jacob, these are all individuals in the Bible who had a misdiagnosis of the vicissitude and the trial and the trouble that they were facing at that particular time. But God turned that thing around in the midst of whatever it was that was happening in their life. I know it seems like that this thing is not going to turn around, but you've got to hold on to your faith. You've got to trust God. You've got to believe God's word, and you've got to hear the word of the Lord. Jacob, he thought he was going through a wrestling match, and he was. Then he realized that he was actually coming out with a new name. He was coming out better than it was before he went into that wrestling match. Joseph, my friend in the Bible that I love so much, his life, what God did for him. Joseph, he thought he was going through betrayal, and he was. But then he realized, he came to himself, and he realized that he was coming into his destiny. You see, you can assume things that's happening when you're going through it. The worst things will come through your mind when you're going through it. Look at Moses. Moses thought he was going through exile, and he did. But then he realized that he was coming out as a deliverer.
Lord, I need your helping hand. Without you, I just cannot stand. But I know there's a reason, and it's only a season I must go through, so I can come up. Sometimes you gotta go through to come. Go through. Oh, through to come.